Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There it is. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. On the biggest football Friday of the year, the Eagles.
Football Friday.
The Niners for Sunday at 4:30 when that music hits. You know it is real. Let's get into it. We got a big day, big football Friday. A lot to discuss here on the show. We'll get to Saquon, what he said yesterday.
Deshaun Barkley.
We'll guess the takes, you people. NFL picks for wild card. We get some X Factor Sirianni. We'll talk around a little before noon today. And Hugh, as we get this thing started, good morning. It's Football Friday.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Let's get ready for some football. But first, I want to give a shout out to the lady that I was driving in this morning. She was she was in front of me. And it was funny because she leaned out the car. Mm-hmm. And she was like, yo.
Colbert?
Hugh Douglas. Like, she was like, I'm getting ready to go to work and listen to you guys like right now.
That's
and she
awesome.
She was waving and stuff. But I just wanted to tell her to slow down because she was driving like a maniac, though.
Well, she's pumped up.
No, she was dipping in and out of traffic, and I saw her, the back of her license plate had the Champions logo, like the border around her license.
Yeah.
But I just want to give her a shout out, man. Tell her thank you for listening, and I appreciate that, and just slow down a little bit.
I thought you were going to say she did what Gannon did before
the
Eagles-Niners playoff game.
What's that?
Well,
so we're going to bleep and gut these guys.
Oh, no.
That would have been awesome if she just
was just yelling. But it was weird because, you know, you're driving and I didn't, you know, I had my glasses on and I'm listening to the music. And,
yep.
And she leaned her head out the window and I thought she was cursing me out at first.
Why?
But, I mean,
you're
you
Hugh
know,
Douglas.
We're in traffic.
You're an Eagles Hall of Famer.
No, but we're in traffic and we're dipping in and out of traffic. Yeah. And I thought I did something. I was like, dang, what did I do? I thought I offended her.
Oh.
But no, she was just waving and I just wanted to say hi to her. She seemed like she was
so
nice.
In essence, she was saying go Birds.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, in essence. Yeah. All right. Well, that's what we're saying all day today. All right, 215-592-9494. Look, it's a Friday before a playoff game. You wake up on these days and you feel one or two ways. You feel more confident than you have the whole week. It kind of builds to a point where
you have bungholitis.
Or yeah, you got those nerves. And I'll tell you, Hugh, as the week has gone on and you know, you never know how it's going to go depending on just the feel around each team and the injury report and all that kind of stuff. And just the more you think about a game. Anyways, we've gotten closer and closer to Sunday afternoon at 4:30. I'm getting more and more confident in the Philadelphia Eagles. They're at home. They are rested. They're facing a team that, although it's good and it's very easy to respect the Niners and what they've done for a long time now out there, they just don't have the players right now that they maybe had at the beginning of the season, that they had 6 weeks ago. It is as banged up of a defense I've ever seen
pretty
coming into the playoffs.
Up.
I mean, it's unbelievable. We were looking at the depth chart this morning. I'm like, I don't even know who these guys are. And it's set up for the Eagles at home to win. And we've spoken a lot this year about why the Eagles are, you know, maybe not exactly what they were last year. But you know what they are? They are defending champions.
And they're proven. They're battle
they
tested.
They are defending champions. And you never underestimate the heart of a champion. They're here in Philadelphia. Hugh, I'm getting more confident as we get closer and closer to the game. Hugh, more confident, more nervous. What are you feeling?
I feel good, man. I'm not nervous. I'm not overconfident. The Eagles should go out there and do exactly what they're tasked to do this weekend, and that's kick the Niners' butt.
There we go.
Yeah, they need to kick the Niners' butt this weekend. Go Birds. Go Birds.
There's your analysis in the game?
Yeah, go Birds.
Just go Birds.
You know what, man? And another thing about the lady.
We have callers to do that. And wait, now we're back to the lady?
Because
we have a playoff game.
This is the beautiful thing about being in Philadelphia.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's like everybody's getting ready to go to work this morning. We're going to traffic. And she just happened to recognize me and just spoke. It was like, you know, excited about the game coming up this weekend. Oh. It was an Eagles fan.
That's great. Didn't we already?
No, I'm just saying it was just pretty cool. I'm reflective.
Okay.
You know, as much as, like, not her.
We have a game Sunday.
But as much as these fans get on my nerves sometimes with their asinine takes and stuff like that. I mean, I love being here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we love that you're here.
And sometimes
I love that you
y'all get on my
traffic.
Nerves every day.
Yeah.
And with the foolishness that y'all do.
Go Birds.
But we love you guys. Yeah, go Birds.
4 hours of Go Birds.
Good job.
All right, 215-592-9494. Let me throw one more reason why I feel confident in the Eagles other than Go Birds. So, if I were to look at the game and say, like, what scares me on the other side? Like, what is a potential factor why it
38
could,
points?
You
well,
mean,
25. Well, I mean, on average, they're averaging like 30-something.
Well, yeah,
points,
I mean, you
that's scary.
You read my mind. It's their offense is the one thing that you'd say, all right, that obviously—
They might present a problem.
Kyle Shanahan's excellent, and Brock Purdy's a good quarterback, right? And they're battle test. They've been to a Super Bowl together. That's all true. But the reason I'm good with it is we have Vic Fangio. The Eagles have a part of their team that is awesome. Last year was the best Eagles defense I've ever seen. And I didn't expect this year to be close to as good. And it is close to as good. Yeah. I don't know if they're better than last year. But my goodness gracious, when you look at the way they've played since the bye, it reminds me of last year. They're going to get this pass rush revved up. They're healthy. They have stars on every level of the defense. So as much as I think Purdy's good, and as much as I think Shanahan is great, and Kittle's a player, and McCaffrey's going to be in the Hall of Fame one day, we have the antidote for it, and that is Vic Fangio. It is a pass rush. It is a secondary. It's Quinion. It's Cooper. I'm getting revved up here. 215-592-9494. Kyle, what are you feeling as we get closer and closer to the game? A little more confident, a little more nervous.
So I have not been... Hugh, allow me, please.
My bad. The floor is yours, sir.
I have not moved off of where I was on Monday. The Niners season
it's
has
Friday,
been...
Though. It's Friday.
Huh?
You can't feel that way. No.
Yes, No. Yes, I can.
You got to let him finish.
Okay, fine. I'm sorry. I apologize. The floor is yours.
Let me cook, Hugh, please. The Niners had a very impressive season.
Mm-hmm.
It was cute. It was fun. But it's Adult Swim time.
You mean like the cartoon station?
No. Like, this is when the kids all get out of the pool and they let the adults have their time.
This is the deep end stuff.
This is the grown-up portion of the NFL season. The Eagles are grown-ups.
Big
the Niners,
portion.
The Niners were just a fun little story. It all ends here.
I mean,
we have the experience. We've been there, done that. We're at home. We are just the more talented team. And you know what? I'm sticking with what I said Monday. I'm guaranteeing an Eagles victory.
Whoa!
Oh, I thought. Oh,
guarantee.
Yeah, come on, Douglas. Join me.
I thought you were going some other way. Oh, I'm with you, man.
Walk with me, Hugh.
I'm walking with you. I'm with that. Yes. Guarantee. Why not? The more you look at this 49ers team, man, they're decimated with injuries.
Yep.
They got like what, 25 sacks across the whole front line? Well, the whole team. That's not that great. Huff is leading the squad with like four sacks, 4.5 sacks.
And we know he stinks.
I mean, yeah.
Some of us. Yeah. Well, who is we? You and I?
I like how I caught a string.
Let's it's make cool. it a trifecta. Caught Joe Giglio, let's guarantee a win.
Come on, Joe.
A guarantee?
Yeah.
You hear the music?
You stuttering, Joe.
I know. I like the music.
Oh, yeah. We got the extended version.
A guarantee?
Yeah.
I can't get there yet. I told you I'm more confident. The Eagles are going to win the game. I feel strongly they're going to win. They're the better team.
But you wouldn't be surprised if they lost. That's what you're kind of saying.
Well, no. What I was saying is the Eagles have to go out there and play a good game against a playoff team.
Oh,
guarantees?
No, they do. They do.
Guaranteed feels strong. Can I have some time to think through this? I mean, you just sprung.
You got 4 hours.
Okay, you sprung the guarantee stuff on
I'd
me.
I'd prefer you to make the decision soon.
Well, I know, but you
I mean, it would be nice.
I came on here saying I'm more confident. You guarantee is a very strong spot to go
to. I won up to you.
You did. You won up me. I'm not prepared at this point at 10:08 to go there, but I'm open to this. All right, maybe by the end of the show, I'll join you guys.
Hold on. You heard Hugh. Go Birds.
Go Birds.
I mean that's my analogy. With that analysis.
For the lady that was in front,
we
go
can't
birds.
Go bad. Go I birds. Mean, that's it. All right, maybe this will help me. Afternoon show yesterday brought on a guest, Ethan Strauss from out in San Francisco. He sounds like even he thinks the Niners are kind of cooked.
Yeah, when they beat the Browns in that bad weather, and it looked like if they did that, they were locked into the playoffs, and there was a path, there was a sense of, oh, it's starting to happen. It's coming together. Shanahan teams do this thing in the good years where down the stretch of a season, they really coalesce as other teams fall off and they take that momentum into the playoffs. And so there was a sense it was building to something. This actually might unexpectedly be the year despite everything else. And then you had that Seahawks matchup where it almost felt as though they could steal a Super Bowl without being all that good because they are frauds. Let's be clear about it. The Niners are frauds, but this is a season where everybody's kind of a fraud. So if everybody's a fraud, then maybe nobody's a fraud. That's how it felt, where if they could get home field advantage, if they could get a bye week, it was plausible. And then that, of course, went all away last Saturday. And we're where we're at, where everybody is just braced for the gallows.
He really workshopped that.
He did.
He said, if they're not a fraud, but everybody's a fraud.
He thinks they're frauds. I mean, that's what I took out of it. He knows they're frauds.
Well, I'm trying to follow his logic, and I might be wrong, but it feels like he feels that this year, you know, when you talk about Carolina, what they were able to do, the San Francisco 49ers being in probably the toughest division in football, the Seattle Seahawks, and we've kind of we didn't frame it like that. We didn't frame it like that, like Fugazi. But when we look at this playoff scenario, outside of the Rams and the Eagles, that's about it, right, as far as familiar faces?
Oh, well, the Niners are pretty familiar.
Okay, the Niners are familiar faces. I'm talking about from a year ago, right?
And the Bills.
Okay, well, I'm talking about the NFC.
Yes.
NFC side.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah,
it's a lot of new teams.
So it's I kind of follow him in that sense because this is what the NFL has always strived for. Like, anybody has an opportunity to win. But it feels like this year, in particular, it really feels like
More than normal. I mean, let's
be
real. We've gone into the last 5 years thinking maybe it's someone new. It's really just been the Chiefs, right? It's been, can someone beat the Chiefs? The Eagles did it. Can someone lose to the Chiefs? The Eagles, the Niners, blah, blah, blah. I mean, that's been the last 5 years of football. The Chiefs are gone, which makes it as wide open as it's been in a very long time.
Yeah, totally. It just kind of feels like the Niners are happy to be there, though.
Well, I mean, that guy came on and was they're total frauds.
I mean, could be dangerous, the house money thing.
Yeah.
But I just don't think they have the horses.
They don't have the, on defense, they don't have the horses. I said on Monday, I think the Eagles are happy to be there.
They overachieved the season.
I don't know, Kyle, because they've been relevant in the playoff picture for a few years now. And even though I get your point when you talk about they're decimated with injuries. But to me, that feels more like resilience than, you know, happy to be here.
Yeah, but I think they know they have no chance.
Yeah, that can only take you so far. Yeah.
Well,
no chance.
We've seen strategically, when you talk about the quarterback being hurt and all this other stuff, they're a pretty resilient squad.
Of course,
man.
They are.
So that's why I mean I hear you, and I don't think they have a chance. But I think it's more resilient.
Well,
it was an impressive season.
Yeah. Like I said, it was cute. It's Adult Swim time.
Cute stories end. I mean, that's what happens. Cute stories don't win Super Bowls.
Cinderella.
The Niners are not. I mean, we know that. I mean, and I think to the point of the guest yesterday with the afternoon show and Kyle, the Niners know deep down they've got no shot to win the Super Bowl. None. Now, is it a guarantee that we win Sunday?
Yes.
I like that. I like that you both guys. I hope.
I like it.
I hope I'm there by 2:00. Where I'm at right now is I'm more confident than I was a couple days ago.
I got my eye on Hugh, by the way.
Well, I know. We all do. We all do. Well, your analysis today was Go Birds.
No, it was Go Birds because I'm feeling the Go Birds.
Yeah, we all are.
You know, I'm not feeling your guarantee.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? You know what? I figured out what you two guys just can't win. Yesterday, I got accused of wearing 49ers colors.
Well, I consciously came in here today.
An accusation. Yeah. I mean,
and wore my Eagles gear.
Yeah, I like that. That's the salute to service.
Yes. And then I put the hat on too.
Sergeant
like,
Douglas. In
no,
studio.
It was.
You know,
it was
he's
Falcons
overcompensating
colors.
Today.
Of course he is. We all know.
Yeah, I'm so
we got to go birds.
I'm so overcompensated. I wore some draws today too.
Why do you do that to the audience?
What are you talking about?
Why do you have to talk about your draws to the audience?
No, I'm just saying, because you're talking about overcompensating, I just thought it'd be relevant to the conversation since we're being facetious.
The opposite of relevant
to
the conversation.
No, I'm just saying we're being facetious. I feel good about this team. I woke up this morning. I told you about the lady. Shout out to the lady that I met at the thing.
Three times.
Yeah.
215.
Three times.
Yep, that's three.
She was with the Go Birds.
And he was wearing
Go Birds.
It's
a luxury. You know, that's a heel. That heel's going to stay there.
Did not fart.
215-592-9494.
Were you wearing underwear that day?
Nah.
Oh, God.
God, no. And I didn't fart, by the way.
Well, obviously that's a lie.
So this is what we're doing on Friday. This is what we're about to do.
Well, no, we're trying to talk about the game, and we're getting excited for the game.
I am excited.
Let's go!
Can I just say one more thing?
I don't know if we should let you, but go ahead.
Michael Irvin need to sit his ass down somewhere, man.
All right.
Like, seriously.
Let's talk about the Eagles.
Michael Irvin need to sit his ass down. And I'll leave it right there. But not, Michael Irvin need to sit his ass down.
All right, 215-592-9494. It is a football Friday.
When you opened your old guy pill case today, did you take the Friday one?
Wait a minute. What's my old guy pill case?
the ones that are labeled case. Monday through Friday.
Yeah, no, the brain medication.
All I'm saying is, when was the last time the Hurricane's been relevant, dog?
20 years. But that's not fair.
Let them kids have it.
Let's go to Matt in Germantown.
That's all I'm saying. I'm done with it. I'm done. I ain't got nothing else.
Matt in Germantown. We only have 3 hours and 45 minutes left. Matt in Germantown. What's up, Matt?
What's up, Die Hard Joe? Kyle, my favorite barber, and Uncle Hubie with the doobie.
What's going
Matt,
on,
Matt, what's baby? Up, man?
Nothing much. It's a Friday. I just want to give good energy and positivity, but I just want to offer my young naivete for just a second. Uncle Hugh.
Yes.
Do you remember Star Wars?
How can I forget it? It was in my wheelhouse of my childhood.
Okay. So you remember.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Remember how Darth Vader had the mouthpiece, but you couldn't see him talk?
Yes.
But you knew he was talking?
Yes.
I need to see that movie magic this weekend. I don't want Kevin Patullo calling it any plays. I just want him to look like he called it plays. You understand me?
Yeah.
Because I don't want is for us to have such a glorious opportunity to go back to be thrown away each brick because a play caller doesn't know how to call a game. Like, we know who he is. I think it's time he just needs to sit down and enjoy the ride again. What you think?
I think we're too far gone as far as that's concerned, Matt. I think that he's going to be involved, but let's hope that he's learned from his mistakes of the weekend and he does better. Let's just do that. Because you're not going to put him back. You're not going to put the genie back in the box, man. That's not going to happen. He's going to be involved in this play calling. And let me tell you what else is going to happen, Matt. Why? Since I'm getting you ready. We're winning Sunday, right? But there's going to be a stretch. There's going to be a stretch.
Why are you dropping reality on everyone?
Listen, because I love you guys.
How long is it in real time for the offense? Matt, an hour, hour and 15?
Matt, I put it like this, dog. Are you going to the game?
No, I'm going to be at home watching with my broccoli.
Okay, with your broccoli. Okay, that's cool. But there's going to be a moment where you probably hear some boos in the stadium.
Why are you doing that?
What do you mean?
Why are you doing that?
What am I saying that you think is a lie?
When the Niners run out of the tunnel, I'm sure you mean.
I didn't say when. I've said there's going to be.
Yeah, but you're implying it's because the offense is going to stall. I mean, don't lie.
There's going to be a moment in the game, where it's going to be some smattering of boos.
Yeah.
It will be.
When Bryce Huff takes the field, boo!
Hopefully that's the only time.
You guarantee to win and you're bringing me down.
Yes. I'm going to bring you down.
But I mean, from recent reports, we've seen that one of our captains have been leading the charge in the locker room. So do you think that could also maybe help the shift? To where we might be able
the
to
vibes.
The
vibes
going.
Are back, Matt. They're feeling good right? again. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. The vibe captain is available.
That's right.
And everybody's following suit. Uncle Hugh, do you not see that and think that maybe they might slap him across the lips a couple times and throw him in the locker?
Matt, 21 points, dog. We're gonna win, Matt. But 21 points
Stop
is our
with the 21. It's 21. You can't guarantee a win with 21 points.
Yes, I can.
No, that's you can't do that. You can't do it.
What did they win by? What was it? 17 or what? When a week or so ago. What am I thinking about?
Yeah, against the Bills.
I think yeah.
Yeah, but that game came down to Allen missing a throw.
And listen, that is
I guarantee
more...
means you got to feel they're going to beat them up.
I don't think they're going to beat them up.
Well, you see, this guy's guarantee is out the window already.
It's weird. You didn't guarantee it. But I'm feeling better about what you're saying.
Well, you know what? Someone's got to feel good about it around here.
See, listen. Because
this guy, you're bringing too much reality to a guarantee.
Okay, but it's a guarantee, but it's reality is involved with it.
Nope.
This
not a guarantee.
What do you think a Friday is around here during playoff season?
Just blind optimism. I'm with you. I said I guarantee we're winning.
With 21 points?
Yes.
How do you guarantee a win with 21 points?
You know, I got to tell you, you're not getting the music anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not feeling it.
You're on suspension.
Hey, man, a win is a win, and I'm taking it. Yes, go Birds! No. Right, go Birds! All right.
Just end everything with go Birds. Johnny and Voorhees is up. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Good,
what's
Johnny. Going on, what are you feeling, man?
Not like you guys. I'm nervous, man. I'm nervous. And hear me out. And
okay.
I do have a question after, but hear me out. Mm-hmm. Listen, I think, you know, last year – I have this feeling it's like the Detroit Lions versus the Redskins game or the Commanders game last year. I have this feeling like if you want to go to the college football playoffs, it's, you know, the Georgia Bulldogs, all these teams that had a bye. I just don't have a great feeling with the way the game ended last weekend because I feel like, you know, obviously Sirianni and them resting the guys is put – I'd much rather be playing the Packers, I'll tell you that much. This 49ers team, and I think, Hugh, you said it, is – a quarter away and they had a bad offensive performance is a quarter away from being the number one seed in the playoffs in the toughest division in football. So I hope I'm wrong, guys, but, you know, if we don't win on Sunday, you know, my question is this. Here's my question, and then I'll let you guys answer it. And like I said, I'll try to get your optimism, but I'm nervous. My question is this. Obviously, Jeffrey and Howie have shown that they can move on from Super Bowl winning coaches. If we don't win on Sunday, and Harbaugh obviously is available, and we know he has a relationship with the Eagles, what are the chances that they move on from Sirianni?
Johnny, it's a fair question. As much as some people out there are probably shaking their heads, Johnny, good phone
but
call,
darn
man.
Darn it, Johnny, we're not trying to have these conversations yeah. today, man. We're getting ready for the playoffs, darn it.
It is not an insane question.
Today it is?
It's not. Is he not right about the Eagles and the way they operate? They'll move off anyone.
Yeah.
So I think it is unlikely. That's all. I don't think it's a crazy question. I'd be surprised if the Eagles did do that, if they moved off. I don't think it's going to happen. But the concept of the Eagles moving off of anyone that's had success for someone they think is better, they do this all the time. So yeah. I don't think conceptually it's crazy. Hugh, I'd be surprised, even though there's obviously a relationship. I think Sirianni is the coach no matter what happens in this postseason.
Yeah, I believe that. You know, they just re-upped him. He got re-signed, so I don't think they're moving over. They're happy with him. They're happy with him. The Harbaugh thing is intriguing, but that's things that we don't think about.
Well, we do think about it.
Well, I mean, they're hypotheticals. Yeah. We do that all the time. Yeah. I mean, I know, but not today. It just seems a little disrespectful.
Well, he's nervous, so he's thinking about the worst. Yeah.
Listen,
I mean, that's a nervous
caller. It's okay to be nervous. Because this team.
I thought you were guaranteeing a win.
I did guarantee a win, but it's still going to be nervous. This team is going to give you agita during the course of this game. What makes you think that all. Because, see, this is where the reality goes out the door for me.
Yeah.
And this is where I need to help. I'm trying to help y'all out. What has this team done all season long to make you feel comfortable about anything that they're doing? We've complained. Like, they've won. They've won their games, and that's at the end of the day, that's the only thing that matters. But they've won with stretches of inept football played.
I know.
And now all of a sudden, y'all feel – and I know because it's different in the playoffs – but y'all feel that the ineptitude is going to go away all of a sudden overnight.
They're coming off a rest.
I've had it about
they're coming off a rest. They're playing a team that is decimated. When they've played defenses that are as poor as the Niners, they have scored more points. I mean, they have. When they've played defenses as poor as the Niners.
I forgot.
As poor as the Niners.
What are the Niners ranked? Like what?
In terms of what?
Total defense.
Oh, they're not good.
Okay, I got to look it up because I remember this conversation eerily.
When they've played defenses as poor as the Niners, they have scored points.
I remember a caller called in on a Sunday, and he said something to the effect at the time. We're playing the 27th ranked defense.
That was the Bears game. Yeah. That didn't work out.
And
we
played the 29th. What was it? Dallas Cowboys was like the 29th or something like that?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, but those count, but the Commanders games don't count. The Giants games, the Raiders.
You took advantage of the Commanders when we were out there. But my point is this. That does not matter.
It sure does.
Not in the new season.
My point is, if you add up all the games they've played against bottom 10 defenses, Dallas, the Giants, the Commanders, the Raiders, the Bears, they scored points in those games comparatively to when they played the good defense.
Don't matter in the playoffs.
Everything matters. They're going to 24. The number is 24. All right, 215-592-9494. Where you at? Confident, nervous? What's
they're
the feel?
Still going to win. It's just not going to be comfortable.
You have the worst guarantee I've ever heard in my life. I guarantee it, but it might not happen.
I'm just keeping it real. No, I'm guaranteeing a win, but it's going to be ugly.
How do you guarantee a close win? Those two things go opposite each other.
It's going to be ugly.
You can't guarantee it. I'm taking away his guarantee.
You just don't like the way that I guaranteed it. I guaranteed it.
You can't guarantee a coin flip. You can't do it.
Why not?
You guaranteed it as much as you took the pledge for the Phillies.
I know.
Excuse me, sir. Sir?
BS.
I did take the pledge.
All right, there's one person so far on this show that is actually guaranteed a victory. That's Kyle. I'm not there yet, though I might beat Hugh to the punch on this one.
I guaranteed a victory.
215. No, you did. 215-592-9494. Are you more confident or nervous as we head towards Sunday versus Niners? We got at least one legitimate guarantee in here. I'm not quite there yet. Your phone call is coming up. Plus, we'll let you hear from a couple of Niners players on Playing at the Link. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This is one of the great introductions to a song, too, though.
Oh, it's awesome. It is. It's an all-timer. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilli, you guys with us. It is a Football Friday, 215-592-9494. What are we feeling? More confident, more nervous as we get closer and closer to 4:30 Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. We're all more confident. Now, varying levels here. I am getting more confident by the day. The Niners are too banged up. Kyle's guaranteeing a victory. Now, Hugh also
guaranteed a victory.
Well, you guaranteed a nail biter, which that's not a – I mean, what is that?
Is this a victory?
No, I know, but you see, do you see how it like kind of flies in the face of a guarantee? Like, usually a guarantee is something you're sure of. How could you be sure of a close game?
It's the playoffs.
I know.
I honestly expect no blowouts this weekend in the playoffs.
Oh, I disagree.
I don't think it's going to be any. I don't think anybody's getting blown out this weekend.
There probably be one or two.
Yeah, I mean,
blowouts?
Yeah.
Okay,
the Rams
okay,
are 10
two
and
touchdowns.
And a half point favorites.
Two touchdowns.
Yeah, I think there'll be
two plus to us. That to me, that's a blowout.
One or two.
One? No, not one. One is not a blowout.
Nah. No. Well, one or two blowouts of the set,
oh,
of
one
the
or
games,
two this
of the
weekend.
Six games. Yeah.
Nah, I don't see that.
You know, the Rams are Rams playing the Panthers.
Yeah, I'm gonna drop you some on you on that one.
Jeez.
No, I don't think it's gonna be any blowouts this week.
Okay.
Even though the Rams look real anemic against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I don't think it's going to be no blowout.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, that'd be great. I mean, that'd be fun football. I hope the blowout is here, obviously. So we're feeling good by 7 o'clock when the Eagles are up 10 points or 14 points or 20 points, whatever, in the fourth quarter. That'd be wonderful.
3 points.
I think Hugh's the least confident one here.
I know. I
told you before the show that I'm honest.
You felt it.
Right before we got in, I said, something tells me Hugh's gonna be a little waffly.
What are you talking about? I'm not waffling. I'm telling you how I live in reality.
On a Friday.
I live in reality. And I tell you, going back to the fourth time, to the lady at the thing when she had the NFC championship.
Too many times.
She had the NFC champions thing on the back of her car.
Yeah.
And she waved.
Yeah, did you make a deal with this lady that you would mention her five times?
No,
the
I'm
first
just saying.
Hour?
I don't even know the lady's name. She was just waving. I just know the lady.
Well, now she's famous. So, I mean,
there's been some sort of handshake agreement.
No. But the point that I'm making is, you guys are expecting this team to go out there and drop 30, like that's what they do every
24.
Weekend.
This defense they're playing, guys. The defense they're playing on Sunday. I think if we lined up their 11 starters and said
Bryce Huff,
who are these? And I give you their names. Do they play in the NFL? You'd say, I don't know. I've never heard of these guys.
You're right about that. But I feel like this team is going to come to play. This offense has looked anemic against some pretty bad defenses, man.
I don't think you're confident.
I am.
I don't think.
I am. Go Birds.
That is right there. Okay.
Go Birds. We're winning this weekend.
Okay.
I'm just, it's not going to be, it's probably going to be, I can see 21-17 speaking to me right
now. And you know what? I think that is a legitimate score. I'm in a similar vein as you, but that's not a guarantee score.
That is a guarantee score.
No, that's a bite your nail score.
Wait a minute, Joe. If they win 21-17, that's a win. That's all that matters.
Yeah, well, it depends how they get there.
If we go up 21-0 and then they go silent.
How about we flip it? How about we score nothing in the first quarter,
whoa,
first half?
Hold on.
And then we go on a tear.
If we don't score in the entire first half, well, one, your prediction about
booze is
going to be.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's what, yeah, you know, yeah, listen.
It will be disgusting.
Let me tell you, man. Unlike what y'all think about me, I put a lot of thought into these takes on a day-to-day basis.
You came out with Go Birds today.
I put a lot of thought. And a lot of times, these visions come to me when I'm asleep. And I'm dreaming about this team.
Those are called dreams.
Yeah, and I'm dreaming about, well, in this case, because for y'all, because I'm vibrating on a little high level. It's vision.
You know,
and a lot of times, thank you, Kyle, for allowing me to have
it. Yeah, you got it.
But a lot of times in these visions that I have, they're based in reality.
Visions or you mean hallucinations?
The visions. Dreams, visions, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
They're based in reality.
I think dreams are the opposite of this, you know.
Visions.
Visions.
Vision, dream, whatever you want.
Maybe you should tell a doctor.
But the point that I'm making is this. This team is going to win the game and we are going to advance. They haven't fixed all their woes just yet.
No,
they haven't.
I agree with you on that part.
Is Lane playing?
Yeah, he better play. He was practice two days.
He was limited in practice.
Well, what do you expect? A full practice after?
I'm just saying.
Seven
limited practice to me sounds like he's going to be somewhat limited.
he's coming off a major injury.
Without help from chemistry.
Yeah. All right. 215-592.
I got another guarantee.
What do you got?
Who's going to have a miserable guest that takes performance today?
You know what? That's damn near a promise.
The guest that takes thing is in your head. You did this for two seasons.
Who's got the guest to take yips?
It's unbelievable. The guy is in
no, it's got to the point now when I throw my takes out. You're like, dude, do you know what this is?
Well, because you never mind. I don't want to take people too much behind the scenes with guest takes.
We'll get to it.
All right, let's hear from a couple of 49ers. Let's rev this thing up for Sunday. Let's hear what these guys are saying out in their locker room before the game. Kyle Juszczyk, the fullback, who's been with Shanahan for a long time. Here's what he said about going on the road and playing here.
Oh, for sure. It's more difficult, but then the payoff is better. You know, like, it really does, like, you know, there's nothing like that feeling of going in hostile territory and getting a win. So, yeah, it's a little bit more difficult, but it'll be worth it in the end.
Be worth it in the end. Is that Juszczyk out there kind of guaranteeing a victory? What's that all about?
No, he's just talking about how he feels about coming to Philly.
Yeah, I know, but he said it'll be worth it in the end. I mean, that sounds to me like a.
Oh, he's feeling.
He's, well, he's calling his shot.
Well, you got to feel confident.
Who's more confident?
Stronger guarantee than you.
He's definitely not stronger than me.
All right, we also had George Kittle, who's a character, talking about his first time playing here in Philadelphia years back.
We're pulling in. It's my first time playing in the link. And there were like 4 10-year-old kids holding a 7-foot-tall paper mache middle finger that had like a rotating thing on it, and it made the middle finger come up. And I was like, that was the coolest thing. I'll never forget it. It was my rookie year. I was like, oh, this is excellent.
Good. He's going to see more of those. Real ones.
Eagles fans are different, man. Yeah. They're going to see, you say you're going to see some real middle fingers.
That's right.
We don't do paper middle fingers around these parts.
Not
we
in
do,
the playoffs, George.
We do real ones.
No, George, this is the real deal. This is the playoffs, George. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Will.
Oh, God. Come on, Kyle. You set me up, baby.
What do you mean he set you up? We're just having a conversation here, trying to help you out.
Okay, baby. You know I'm ready. I'm always ready, man. Listen, man. What I want to say is I want to see us attack in full attack mode, like I've been saying, man. Like, I know the middle of the field, we can expose that, man. They safety is suspect. You know, they got injured players. So we want to expose the middle of the field, right? You know, I want to say also we want to put a little bit of that 3-4 blitz in, man. You know, disguise that blitz. Keep Purdy uncomfortable, man. And that's where he's going to make the mistakes at. We cannot let him sit back in that pocket and pick us apart. We got to be fully ready, fully loaded, and we got to have the game plan in effect, man.
Yep.
And like I'm saying, man, the only team that could beat us is us, man. It's nobody really standing in our way, man. And we already see it. From here on out, man, this is what we need to do. We need to have great games.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Planning, and we need to just go ahead and get this thing started and, you know, get it started, Kyle. Let's do it, baby.
Oh, Lord, y'all got that thing timed up today. They call Barkley. We know what you're going to do, baby. We're going to run it up the side, baby. Because that's what, no matter what we're going to do, we're going to impose our will from here on out. We're the best team in the league. Nobody can stop us. So guess what? We're working at heat. We have Philadelphia, baby. And we guess what? It's that the Phillies. It's brotherly love. It's Phillies brotherly style, baby. Because guess what? All the stars will be in abundance, and we're going to break it. We're bringing the heat. We're ready. Guess what? Nobody is stopping us. The T-A-E-L-E-S Eagles.
Guarantee a win. Guarantee
it. And we're going to break it. Sunday from here on out. Let's go, Eagles.
Let's go. Well,
let's go.
Nah, how about that from the heart? How about Will? I knew he had it in him. I mean, guy's a pro at this point.
Yeah.
He does.
Well, we didn't have a paper. I'm like, come on, well, it's playoffs, man.
Yeah.
Paper.
Yeah. Paper's for the regular season. Playoffs is about the heart.
Come on.
That's what this is about.
You heard Hugh. Go Birds, man.
Go Birds.
I mean, that's at the city on fire this morning. 10:05, Go Birds.
Riding in the streets.
They got out of their car just honking the horns. Hugh said, Go Birds!
No, technically, they're at their cubicles. Probably at their cubicles.
People on Market
Street. Oh, yeah, I got a shout out
to
somebody.
Nuts.
I got a shout out to my Uber driver.
How many shout outs are we doing?
No, because let me tell you, the Uber driver picked me up right after work listening to the station because he was listening to Ike and Spike, and he was like, hold up.
Yeah.
He's like, didn't I just hear you on the
stage?
I said,
cool.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. A fellow Uber driver.
Yeah, yeah. Fellow Uber driver. You know, we got to stick together. We got to stick together, dog.
This is three or four shout outs in the first hour.
Matter of fact, I'm going to probably go do me some Ubering tonight.
You
got a free night?
Give me some. Yeah, I just want to Uber and get the feel for the city, man. I'm going to go around Uber around in the city and see how the people doing tonight.
You going to get out or just Uber?
Just Uber.
I would love for you to do that. See how many people recognize
you. Just the Uber?
You.
Yeah, that would be something fun.
It would.
Just to go Uber.
We can get like a hidden cam back there.
Just see how they react to me driving an Uber.
Which we would edit. not play live.
Because it'll probably get a little.
We might have to count out how many shout outs Hugh gives in this show today. We're up to four.
No, that's it. It's on technically two, but I shouted the lady out because it was the absolute weirdest thing. I've never experienced that before.
I'm sensing there's more.
I've never experienced that before.
Hold on. Now, today's a day for everyone here to get revved up together, right? And we're revved up. I anticipate most people out there or getting more confident as the week goes on. There might be some people with nerves. That's okay. We'll talk you off the ledge. But we got to get this in and out now before we move on. Is this Fillmore Mike from San Francisco? Do we have ourselves a Niners fan on the line? Mike,
yes,
what's up, buddy?
I forgot about this guy.
Yeah, me too.
Mike, what's up, dog?
What's going on?
And I'm reporting live from San Francisco, man. I think we got y'all, man.
Stop.
I really do.
Damn, Mike, you up kind of early, dog, ain't you?
I really think we
Mike,
got
Mike, I mean,
y'all,
you've
dude.
Seen this defense you guys are bringing here. You guys are cooked. Come on.
How we cooked, and y'all can't even run the ball.
Mm. Well, we can't run the ball against good defenses. Your defense. I mean,
can you stop the run?
Yeah, this defense you guys are bringing in here. I mean, you guys are signing guys off the street. Kaiser White, he was here years ago. He stinks.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. But y'all still can't run the ball. And I think if we get a 10-0 lead in Philadelphia, y'all fans are gonna go. You know, get crazy, and it's gonna be a problem, man. And then when Brock Purdy get the cooking, what you gonna do? George Kittle get the cooking, then what you gonna do?
Panic
season, all in Philly.
You don't sound confident, Mike.
No.
I mean, you're saying
that was so contrived.
I don't feel it. I think you know your team.
Now, you know what it was.
It's a cute story.
You know what it was. I was in a passport office. I'm trying to get my passport. I'm going to Columbia. Y'all weak as hell, man. Y'all not that good.
See,
you guys are
real.
Very fugazi, and your coach sucks.
Now it's coming out. All right. When are you going to Columbia?
Yeah, and what are you doing in Columbia?
I'm going to Columbia next month. Hopefully, Trump don't do nothing crazy. You know what I'm saying? And bombs over Baghdad. So I could be out there chilling. You know, it's my friend's bachelor party. So we're going to have a lot of fun, man.
Oh, all right.
Well, you'll have plenty of time to relax after the Niners season ends on Sunday.
Mike, I've had friends that go to Columbia. I know what y'all going to do.
I'm looking at the freezer.
I know what's going on in Columbia.
Man, I'm just going to have fun.
Yeah,
there's no
of course you are.
Where I'm at, so I can't say I'm going to the beach. So I ain't going to say that. But I'm just going to have fun.
All right.
You feel me? Hopefully, the Niners had just won because I'm leaving
Super
right
Bowl.
After the Super Bowl.
I mean, Mike, you could leave tomorrow. There's no Super Bowl this year. Mike, we love you, man. Safe trip. Hopefully the passport
works
out. Yeah,
man, have a good one, man.
Yeah, I mean, he's leaving after the Super Bowl if the Niners are going to be there. Have you seen that defense? There's no shot that team's winning the Super Bowl. Come on. I mean, Mike, I appreciate what you call in, but you saw right through that Columbia trip, too, by the way.
Oh, no, man, listen. I've had friends of mine that have invited me to go, mm-hmm. and I'm like, dude, I'm good. I'm not there yet. Thailand, Colombia, I'm cool.
What do you mean yet? Like, as if you're going to get there next year?
No, because, I mean, since we're here, like, I'm not saying Mike's doing that. But the cats that go over there, most of the cats, that mean they can't get no women over here.
Oh, I thought he was going for the coffee.
They got to go. They go to other That's places. Wrong. No, I mean, it is. Not saying Mike's like that, but yeah.
Is you going to pull a Cliff Kingsbury?
Yeah. You knew where I was going when I said that. As soon as you get fired, you go to Thailand. What you going to Thailand for, dog? What you doing?
Well, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Everyone knows.
I'm going to go home and sit at the house for a little while.
Yeah, let's go to... let's go
do
to,
that anyway.
Yeah, regardless.
That's what Hugh does. Let's go to Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy playoff football Friday, man.
Chris, good morning.
Let's start with something, Hugh, first. Hugh Douglas,
yes.
Hugh, are you serious?
What?
Listen, Hugh.
What?
You're trying to audition for the Atlanta head football coach, and the best you could muster is like a pregame is go birds. Like, come on, Hugh, before the end of the show, I need the pregame locker speech from Hugh Douglas.
Yes.
Like, not the Jacksonville Hugh, the Philadelphia Eagle Hugh. That's what I
can't
need.
Get that over there. Boss, sorry, because when we were talking this morning,
you can.
Well, the boss was asking me if I was going to tell the story, and he said, "Can you tell it over there?" That was telling from the boss, knowing that most of the stories I probably tell you.
You have broken trust before.
No,
you have what we call a history.
Yeah, I've noticed that over the past couple of days because it's like certain things that we talk about now. He makes sure that he tells me not to mention it.
Well, he tried that once, and you ran right to the air with it.
Yeah,
so.
He did.
You know what, though, Hugh?
I'm a work in progress.
I know.
Hugh,
yes.
You can't steal my thunder. You can't take my energy from me. Your wet blanket isn't going to work because the Philadelphia Nation is ready to rock and roll, and we're not going to let you slow us down because it's time.
Got a hand.
Time is here. This is what we've all waited for. This Sunday, our Eagles walk out onto that field, not to just defend a title, but to start our run at Philadelphia Eagle history. They walk out to do what's hard to do, what's rare, what most teams never touch. Going back to back.
Hard to go back to back, Joe.
Sunday, we'll send a message to the entire world. The San Francisco 49ers thought the beating our defense put on them a few years ago in the NFC Championship game was bad. That was mercy. Sunday's massacre will be much worse. Brock Purdy is in for the beating of his life. Jalen Carter is going to ragdoll his ass up and down the field all day long. And when Brock is at his lowest and he thinks he can't possibly get anywhere, Jacoby Dean is going to strike like a bolt of lightning, delivering the full Jake Paul experience. This is what this team is. This is what Philadelphia is. Listen to the sign in the window. Beware of the dog. This is our house. Don't say we didn't warn you. Understand, we fear no one. We show no remorse. We offer no apology. This is what we are. This is what we're built for. We do not fear the darkness. We hunted it. We walk through the shadow of death with no hesitation, no mercy, no surrender. 49ers, get ready. Here we come. The Eagles are about to answer the bell. E-I-G-L-E-S-E-G-O!
All right, it's a big performance by Chris on a Friday. Came after Hugh and got through the whole thing.
I don't know if he did this on purpose,
yeah.
But he said they're going to answer the bell as the final bells are going.
I think it was done on purpose. Okay. I think we give him a little extra credit for that one. I think that one was done on purpose. 215-592-9494. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Man. That lady's got you all twisted up.
I know. I was going to ask what she looked like because I got a feeling.
I mean, she was driving a little aggressive, right? And then when she.
Why'd you have to bring it up?
No, because I thought.
This is the fifth time.
No, because I thought that I did something to offend her, right? And no, she just waved. And I was like, oh, that was nice. Because normally driving to work. And everybody's trying to get to work. Stuff like that normally doesn't happen.
To me, it's pretty. Well, I think a Friday before a playoff game is pretty normal to roll down your window and just scream "Go Birds" at someone.
Well, no,
that's normal.
But that's probably normal. But the fact that she recognized me because I was behind her for the most of the trip,
yeah.
And for her to recognize me, and I had my hat on and my shades,
yeah.
And I just thought it was kind of cool.
You're right.
That's all.
She's in his head, Jeff. I mean, obviously.
See, y'all are a mess.
See, we all love you, even though you're misguided with your half-assed. Guarantee.
It was a half-ass guarantee.
It's not okay, Jeff. Realistically.
No, you can't be realistic okay, with a guarantee.
Fine. I'm sorry. Really,
you can't
I can't
say
be.
There's
okay,
going to be booing. You can't say there's going to be booing towards our Eagles team and guarantee a win. That doesn't.
Well,
that's like an oxymoron,
okay,
think,
Jeff.
It
was.
It is
no,
an
it
absolute
was,
oxymoron.
It was the vision that I had last night. It was the vision. Because I was vibrating on a higher level.
I'm starting to realize half of Hugh's takes are he's just telling us about his dreams. I mean, this is...
It's not a dream, but I'm saying I was dreaming about the game and how I thought it was going to play out. A lot of times when I give my reckless speculation or I give my take on the game...
Same thing.
It's
and Joe,
it's from a position I want to see where it's going.
How about you just get a diary?
Go ahead, Jeff.
Joe, you won't give a guarantee, but you're killing Hugh for for giving one.
Well, because if you're going to give one, you got to be strong. Now, listen, Jeff, I'm contemplating one, and I might have it. I might have to do it just to help the audience out because Hugh won't give a real one. I might have to get there for everyone else.
We'll get you there by 2 o'clock. Look, I think it's going to be. I honestly think it's going to be like a 24-10, 24-13 win for the Eagles. I think they can get to that level of or score enough points, but I can't see the 49ers doing anything with our defense.
Well, last week really was a tell on that, Jeff. I mean, I respect Purdy and Shanahan's great. And Purdy's good, Shanahan's great. But they faced a good defense. They faced a defense comparable to ours last week, to your point, right? The Seahawks, and they got just totally shut down in that game.
Look, the 49ers had a harder fight to get to where they are to the end of the season because their division is so strong. So maybe they expended a lot of energy to get where they are right now. And the Eagles have a little bit more rest. I just can't see 49ers coming in here and doing anything, really.
I'm with you, man. Jeff, good phone call. Now we can end it with Go Birds.
Go Birds!
Say Go Birds. All right, 215-592-9494. Are you confident, nervous, and are you willing to guarantee an Eagles win on Sunday? Where are you on this playoff football Friday? All right, on the other side, all your phone calls. And I think the Eagles have an interesting decision to make on the offensive side of the football on Sunday in terms of how they divvy out the carries. Tank Bigsby, Saquon Barkley. Let's have the discussion next. It is the Midday Show.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.